This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 90 Palestinians, including dozens from an extended family, were killed in Israeli airstrikes on two homes in Gaza, according to rescuers. Meanwhile, Israel continues battling Hamas militants in pursuit of its elusive goal of full control of northern Gaza after the UN Security Council appealed for more aid for the Palestinian enclave but stopped short of demanding a ceasefire. Reuters' Olivia Zelina.
More than 90 Palestinians. More than 90 Palestinians, including dozens from an extended family, have been killed in airstrikes on two homes, rescuers and hospital officials say Saturday, a day after the UN chief warned again that nowhere is safe in Gaza and that Israel's ongoing offensive is creating massive obstacles for aid distribution. The Israeli military announces troops arrested hundreds of alleged militants in Gaza over the past week and transferred more than 200 of them to Israel for further interrogation, providing rare details on a controversial policy of mass roundups of Palestinian men. The army says more than 700 people with alleged ties to militant groups have been so far sent to the lockups. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A former TV journalist in Russia has been disqualified as a candidate for Russia's next presidential election. Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Video from the Central Electoral Commission showed members voting unanimously to reject her candidacy on Saturday because of alleged flaws in her application to register. Putin's critics said it proved no one with genuine opposition views will be allowed to challenge him in the first presidential election since Russia invaded Ukraine last February. Dentsova told reporters her team had trouble finding a lawyer to certify the bid after dozens declined.
This is VOA News. France has completed the withdrawal of its troops from Niger after they were asked to leave by the country's new military rulers, ending years of on-the-ground support. The withdrawal, completed on Friday, has raised concerns from analysts about a gap in the fight against years of rebel violence across the Sahel region of Africa. The French President Emmanuel Macron, however, said France would remain involved in the region, although in a different way. In West Africa, Niger was seen as the last remaining Western partner in the decade-long fight against the rebel groups that have seized territories, massacred civilians, and battled foreign armies in the Sahel. A one-in-a-million birth has occurred in the U.S. state of Alabama. Details from VOA's Alexis Strope.
Uteri and two cervixes has given birth to two babies after carrying one of them in each uterus. Kelsey Hatcher of Dora, about 45 kilometers from Birmingham, gave birth to two girls on Wednesday and Thursday after a combined 20 hours of labor. Hatcher was diagnosed with a double uterus, also called uterus Didelphus, when she was 17. The rare congenital condition occurs in 0.3% of women, according to a report published by the University of Alabama at Birmingham. The report says there is an estimated 1 in a million chance of carrying a baby in both uteri. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
About 300 Indian citizens headed to Central America were sequestered in a French airport for a third day after a dramatic police operation prompted by a tip that those aboard might be victims of human trafficking. Those aboard included children and families. The youngest passenger, a toddler of 21 months, and among the children are several unoccupied minors, according to local civil protection agency. Two of the passengers have been detained as part of a special investigation into suspected human trafficking by an organized criminal group, according to the Paris prosecutor's office. Prosecutors would not comment on what kind of trafficking was alleged or whether the ultimate destination was the United States, which has seen a surge in Indians crossing the Mexico-U.S. border this year. You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.